Operations at Kenyatta Post will resume at 8 a.m. local time on Tuesday, December 17, the company said, after the Canada Industrial Relations Board ordered a return to work. Labour Minister Stephen McKinnon on Friday directed the Canada Industrial Relations Board to order the 55,000 picketing employees back to work if a deal wasn't doable before the end of the year. After 2 days of hearings over the weekend, Canada Post said the board determined negotiations between the Crown Corporation and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers are at an impasse. Podcast. The last thing I want to do is screw up anybody's Christmas, says Postal Union Rep. As directed by the minister, the Labour Board has extended the union contracts through May to allow additional time for the bargaining process to unfold. In the meantime, Canada Post says it has agreed with the union to implement a 5% wage increase, retroactive to the day after the collective agreements expired. The union did not immediately respond to a request for comment about the resumption of work. Watch. This is why postal workers believe they deserve a big raise. It said on Friday that McKinnon's intervention was part of a troubling pattern in which the government lets employers off the hook for bargaining in good faith with workers and their unions. Business groups had increasingly been calling on the government to intervene as companies and individuals scrambled to find alternative modes of delivery with the holiday shopping season in full swing. Ottawa used Section 107 of the Labour Code to issue its directive Friday, after using the same powers to intervene earlier this year in disputes at the country's railways and ports, directing the board to order workers back to work and impose binding arbitration. McKinnon called the move a creative solution by not sending the matter directly to binding arbitration, as the government did in the earlier standoffs. "We're calling a timeout," McKinnon told reporters in Ottawa on Friday. Suffice to say, positions appeared to have hardened and it became clear to me we were in a total impasse. The Canadian Press.